Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at tomhartman.com.
Greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. So Donald Trump goes to Davos. By the way, it's Anything Goes Friday. Today is the day we can actually talk about, you know, whether you're worried about chemtrails or aliens. But, you know, a lot of very good and important and rational issues. So Trump goes to Davos, and the whole media in America is like, whoa, he's hanging out with the globalists. How can he do that? Donald Trump has a Trump Tower in Manila, in the Philippines. Donald Trump has a Trump International Golf Course in Dubai. Donald Trump has a golf course in Aberdeen, Scotland. Donald Trump makes his junk that he sells in China. His daughter makes the junk that she sells in China. This guy is like the epitome of a globalist. And not only that, he just passed a $5 trillion 10-year tax break that at least $750 billion is going to go to people outside the United States. Not to mention all the multinational corporations, you know, Apple, Google, Goldman Sachs, I mean, fill in the blank, who are all sitting in that room in Davos. Donald, I'll bet half the people in that room, given that probably all of them are multimillionaires to billionaires, I'm guessing half the people in that room got a tax break from Donald Trump. And our media is like, oh, gee, how unusual. They're perpetuating this story, and it's just a story. It was a story to get elected, but it's just a story that Donald Trump promoted when he was running for the Republican primary and then ultimately running for president, that he is somehow not an internationalist, not a globalist, disagrees with making things overseas, disagrees with companies making profits overseas. Somehow everything should be America first, except when it comes to Trump businesses, except when it comes to his daughter's businesses, except when it comes to his son-in-law's businesses, except when it comes to his two boys' businesses. Oh, no, they're, you know, hey, go to Africa and shoot some elephants. You know, the old Dick Cheney thing of going to Wyoming and shooting quail is just, you know, that's too quaint, you know, for the Trumps, because they're international billionaires. And the American media is playing it like, wow, can you imagine? This guy who's just a down-home fella who just loves America first, he went off to Davos and he told them what for? Come on. Trump himself in his speech perpetuated this mythos, this myth of Donald Trump. I mean, this is crazy. Donald Trump is the original globalist. I mean, he's getting funding for his hotel properties out of weird little islands and from Russian mob bosses. He's hooking up with corrupt dictators or whatever you want to call Duterte in the Philippines and the people who run Dubai. It is the essence of globalism and internationalism, the Trump business. But somehow we forget that. The other thing that boggles my mind is, you know, a headline. I think it was in the Washington Post. It might have been the New York Times. In fact, I should probably just take a real quick look before I go off on it. Let's see. There's the New York Times. And there's the Washington. Okay, it's got to be in the New York Times. Yeah, I don't see it right now. It must have been up there a little earlier. But anyhow, it was, you know, Donald Trump was willing to tried to fire Robert Mueller back in June. Why don't we know about it? Well, April Ryan knew about it. You know, the reporter from CNN that Donald Trump tried to enlist to negotiate with the Black Caucus, the Congressional Black Caucus, because she's African American. I mean, really? She reported that last June. And now the New York Times is like, big scoop. Rachel Maddow last night, holy cow, my hair's on fire. You wouldn't believe, nobody would have known. No, April Ryan reported it. Nobody's taking April Ryan seriously. It's got to come from the New York Times. Come on. Anyhow, just some thoughts for the morning. We've got a lot on the show today. We have a geeky science for you a little later on. This is not good news. Beverly Tillery writing over at Huffington Post. Brandi Seals, a Black transgender woman, was shot to death in Houston December 13th, becoming the country's 22nd known trans woman of color to be killed in hate violence in 2017. The statistics are in for last year. This is just the last week of last year, the last week of December. On December 26, police discovered the brutally bound bodies of Shanta Myers, her two children, and her partner, Brandi Mells, in Troy, New York. Just 2 days later, Karis Lewis, a lesbian, was killed in Washington, D.C. after being shot and locked in the trunk of a car that officers found engulfed in flames. On the same day in West Palm Beach, Florida, Kalada Crowell and her daughter were fatally shot. Police arrested the son of Crowell's girlfriend on two murder charges. These were the final hate violence killings in a hate-filled year for the LGBT community. This is, and I've laid this at the feet of our internationalist in chief, Donald Trump, who has been ragging on gay people and talking about, oh my God, we can't have trans people in the military. And, he has just been feeding the hatred of the homophobes. He signed an executive order to make sure that questions about gender identity were not included in the census in 2020. He has tweeted that transgender people in the military are, quote, a disruption, quoting Beverly Tillery in the Huffington Post. She writes, the president has tweeted and the administration has rolled back non-discrimination protections for transgender and gender nonconforming students. And Betsy DeVos is playing her role in this. So basically the whole administration is devoted to throwing hate and shade on Muslims, people of color, and LGBT, gay people and trans people. And bi people and lesbians. I mean, this is, in fact, to quote from the story, reports of homicides of queer, bi, or gay, cisgender men increased 400% in the first year of the Trump administration. 2017 was the highest we have ever had. It's amazing. And meanwhile, Mick Mulvaney, who has taken over the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Mick Mulvaney, who, when he was a congressman, a right-wing Tea Party congressman, took donations from Discover Financial Services PAC, MasterCard International Employees PAC, American Express Company PAC. He's taken, to quote Carl Frisch, he has taken nearly $1.3 million in campaign cash from big banks, predatory lenders, and other financial bad actors, and is now expected to oversee as acting director of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. Well, what did he do? He just announced that he's going to delay for a year a CFPB rule that would protect people who have prepaid cards. That's 23 million Americans. Some of them get their Social Security checks this way. Some of them get their pay this way. These prepaid cards do not have the same protections that credit cards do. If you are the victim of fraud, and you use these prepaid cards, and they're just as vulnerable to fraud as our credit cards and debit cards, you are SOL. You are toast. You're screwed. Sorry. Tough luck. And Mick Mulvaney wants to keep it that way on behalf So that the issuing banks have no responsibility and they don't have to do any follow-up and they don't have to do any investigation. 23 million Americans just got screwed by the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. Did you see that in the news today? It seems to me like a big friggin' issue. 23 million Americans? No, I didn't see it either. Meanwhile, the Mercers, Trump's billionaire mega donors, throwing millions of dollars into hardcore right-wing organizations that promote the denial of science of climate change. This is as toxic as it gets, killing the earth for political power and profit. Insane.